very special news to me.
It doesn't work. Work.
We're going to the garage. Students at a school in Bremerhaven, northern Germany. Oh, here we go. Spot the set. Sorry, this isn't the best show. Students at a school in Bremerhaven, north Germany, used chairs and tables to barricade themselves in their classrooms after several shots were fired at the building, seriously injuring an adult woman. Police in Bremerhaven say an unarmed attacker used an unidentified weapon. Unidentified did an unidentified thing. Police in Bremerhaven say an armed attacker used an unidentified weapon to injure a female employee at the Lloyd Gymnasium Secondary School on Thursday morning. The newspaper Nordwest Zeitung reported the man had used a crossbow in the attack, while other media reported the man was also carrying a handgun. The armed person was detained and is in police custody, the police said in a statement, which didn't confirm rumors of a second attacker nor offer any information or possible motive. The injured person has been taken to hospital. Sign a landmark 2020 peace deal with the Sudanese government, according to party statement. So, not looking so hot for these guys. Regular mass demonstrations have rocked Sudan since the coup, which derailed a fragile political transition set in motion after the 2019 ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Demonstrations have been met by violence.
Sorry, a little cough there. It was also the security guard's first day in the job. Exhibition curator Anna Reshtinkina told Russian website ura.ru, ura.ru. His motives are still unknown, but the administration believes it was some kind of lapse in sanity, she said. Welcome, Claudio M. Welcome, welcome. She added that he drew the eyes onto the painting with one of the Yeltsin Center's own branded pins, penetrating a layer of the paint. Luckily, the culprit did not apply strong pressure to the canvas with the pin, and as a result, the damage didn't go very deep, according to the newspaper, the art newspaper Russia, which broke the story. It added that the paint layer on the left-hand face in the painting had crumbled slightly. The damage was first reported to police on December 20th, but the Ministry of Internal Affairs initially declined to initiate criminal investigation as the damage was deemed insignificant. But the Ministry of Culture later complained to the Prosecutor General's office about the decision, and last week police opened an investigation. If found guilty, the security guard suspected of the crime could face a fine and up to 3 months in prison. So there you go. That's how you can lose your job that way. If you're in Germany, this is a sad way. A drunk truck driver in Germany has plowed into more than 30 cars, setting some of them on fire and damaging a building. Police arrested the driver after the incident on Tuesday night in the Bavarian town of Furth, F-U-E-R-T-H. A police spokesman said he was detained because he is highly intoxicated. A local resident said the street looked like a battlefield. So if you were in that town or near that town, you dodged a bullet. Holy cow. But anyway, if you want to check it out, there's a little short video on BBC.com. And yeah, those are the cool, like, how to lose your job kind of things. Let's go ahead and listen to some John Prine, because I'm feeling in that way. But
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Alrighty. Well, here we go.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down. And one, and it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. Chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight didn't kill anyone. No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial,
you're listening to
Anon
Radio,
member-supported underground radio station.
SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. Sorry, I played both of those sounds. Because, well, I'm losing my mind. Scientists have discovered a new planet orbiting the nearest star to the solar system. That is right. Astronomers have found evidence for a new planet circling Proxima Centauri, the nearest star to the sun. I also wanted to have a correction real quick. The city name, it's pronounced Vert, like V-E-R-T, not like Fort or Furt. So thank you, Publius and Calm, for helping there. Welcome, welcome, newcomers to Calm, and I guess to probably to SDF, Blue Gnat. And thanks for being here, Claudio M. and everyone else. Calm is bumping and jumping. All right, let's keep on moving. Yeah, so they found a new planet. The alien world is only a quarter of the mass of Earth and orbits extremely close to its parent star. At one-tenth of the distance between the Sun and Mercury, the solar system's innermost planet. Researchers spotted the new planet after studying tiny wobbles in the motion of Proxima Centauri caused by the gravitational pull it exerts as it swings around the star. Observations taken with the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope, or VLT, in Chile suggests the planet completes a full orbit of the star every 5 days. The discovery shows that our closest stellar neighbor is packed with interesting new worlds within reach of further study and future exploration, said Joao Faria. It's J-O-A, but it has the tilde over the A. Joao Faria, a researcher at the Institute of Astrophysics and Space Sciences in Portugal, and lead author on the study. Claudio M. is hungry. I'm sorry, I am too. Tobe! Plus, Dubious Goals Committee coming up in 6 minutes and 35 seconds. All right. So, the discovery shows that the planet is close, and named Proxima D, get the D, the planet is the third and the lightest to be spotted around Proxima Centauri, which at 4 light-years away is the closest star to the solar system. It joins Proxima B, Plan B, a parent with a mass comparable to that of Earth, which completes an orbit every 11 days, and Proxima C, which is believed to take about 5 years to circle the star. The first hints of the planet came in 2020 when astronomers were observing Proxima Centauri to confirm the existence of Proxima B. The measurements revealed a weak signal in the star's motion that had the hallmarks of being caused by a planet orbiting every 5 days.
Yes, this one was just like James wanted to look at some numbers, and then while we were on the call, I built it to show him numbers, and then he said he wanted it, so that's why I left it there. It wasn't to like add one more type of dashboard, which is there. These are just the pins, right? This is the pins cover. Okay.
its philosophy on unions and how unions could impact our brand and our team, states an introduction slide to the training. The training goes on to characterize unions as a business that makes money from the dues and fees paid by its members, but then explains a union is formed when employees come together and express the desire to have a union represent them, typically through an election process. Target warns a union could reduce flexibility and narrow job descriptions, increase operational costs, and create conflict between managers and employees. The company emphasizes preferring working directly with its workers over directly negotiating with workers represented by a union. So, and it pretty much goes on to articulate what every large company says about unions and then repeats over and over. But as we all know, you just press Q, BlueNet. I don't think you're listening to Anon Radio, though. TX knows much about Dayton's, Target, and indoor malls. And X1, MK-Noise. Ooh. All right, let's keep it moving. We don't have a lot of time. And like I said, my focus is everywhere. I don't have any focus today. No focus today. No focus today. No focus today.
Resistance is futile.
This just in. Ottawa Freedom Convoy forces factory shutdowns as Trudeau condemns unacceptable tactics. I'm surprised that they haven't just brought in tanks and just run over all of these trucks that are blocking the roadway. Ford and Toyota on Wednesday both said they're halting some production as anti-coronavirus mandate protesters blocked U.S.-Canada border crossings that have prompted warnings from Washington and Ottawa of economic damage. Many pandemic-wary Western countries will soon mark 2 years of restrictions as copycat protests spread to Australia, New Zealand, and France. Now, the highly infectious Omicron variant begins to ease in some places. Horn-blaring protests have been causing gridlock in the capital of Ottawa since late January, and from Monday night, truckers shut inbound Canada traffic at the Ambassador Bridge, the supply route for Detroit's car makers and agricultural products. A number of car makers have now been affected by the disruption near Detroit, the historic heart of the U.S. automotive sector. But there were other factors, too, such as severe weather and a shortage of semiconductor chips. Toyota is the top U.S. seller, said it's not expecting to produce vehicles at its Ontario sites for the rest of the week. Output's been halted at a Ford engine plant, and Chrysler maker Stellantis has also been disrupted. Another border crossing in Alberta province has been closed in both directions since late Tuesday. So, danger zone there. We'll see what happens. Paris police say they will prevent French Freedom Convoy from entering the capital. Protesters set out from southern France on Wednesday in what they called a freedom convoy that will converge on Paris and Brussels to demand an end to COVID-19 restrictions, inspired by demonstrators who've gridlocked the Canadian capital of Ottawa. So, danger zone. There are enough anti-vaccine, there are enough pro-COVID people. I guess we could just call them pro-COVID people. But there's enough pro-COVID folks that it's possible that we're just going to have a bunch of drama soon. Tunisia judicial body will be reformed, not dissolved. Oh man, we've only got 22 seconds to go, so I'll just take this time to say thank you for listening to the News to Me show. Stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, and I'll be back tomorrow.
6, 5.